Okay, listen, we all know that mornings can be hectic, but here's the deal. We make it that way, right? How we start our day can have the most significant impact on our mood, our productivity, our energy. It can improve our focus, our success, and honestly, your overall well-being, right? Because it sets the tone for your day. So today we're going to be talking about how to master your morning routine. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rethinking with Rosalba podcast. This is all about unlearning some of the shitty habits, mindsets, and self-sabotaging behaviors that we have and rethinking how to address them. We're building healthy habits. We're changing our mindsets and beliefs so that you can create a life that you love. I'm your host, Rosalba, your unconventional life and success coach. So let's get into this bitch. All right, let me just right off the bat talk about this, why morning routines are so crucial for like setting the tone of our day, right? I already mentioned that they allow us to kind of establish positive habits, right? And rituals almost that boost our energy, our focus, and our overall well-being. Hello, people. Why would we not want to start the day like that? Like intentionally, right? We want to nourish our mind, our body, our souls, clearly, right? I mean, we want that in life. Why not start the day like that? Intentionally. Habits and routines are important, hands down. So morning routines matter. They're crucial. You need them. And before I start giving you any tips on all of this, like on your morning routine, I need to make this next part very clear to you, okay? So fucking listen, right? Listen carefully. Do not try to copy someone else's morning routine, especially when you're not even considering your own needs, right? Morning routines are not a one-size-fits-all model. And I hate that the industry, like the fuck society makes it that way. They tell you like, get your ass up at 5 o'clock, do this, then this, then no. Sometimes those things don't work for you because you're fucking unique, because you're a fucking individual, okay? So I am gonna give you some tips that are research-based on great things that you should be doing in the morning. You are the one that needs to determine your goals and your priorities, and you need to tailor your routine to that, basically, okay? What do you want to achieve in the morning? Is it a workout? Do you want to move your body more? Then you have to add a workout to your morning routine, right? Do you want to be, I don't know, like more hydrated? You got to add a water thing to your morning. You get the drift, right? Like if you want something, you have to take action for it. Now, I'm going to get into some tips, and remember, they are science-backed suggestions, okay? But it's ultimately up to you to, you know, kind of pick what you need based off the goals that you have, all right? Now, one thing that's going to happen is, obviously, you can try out some of these tips, but most of the time when routines or habits come into play, we start struggling with motivation, right? So as you're hearing this list of tips, I really want you to really start small. Just pick one or two that you want to start with. And listen, my fucking perfectionist out there, okay? Stop it. Stop. I already know what you're thinking. These perfectionists, you perfectionists out there, you're going to want to do the whole fucking thing. And you're going to take all the tips. You're going to want to do all the things. Stop, okay? I know I'm about to give you some bomb-ass tips, but you can't take it all on. My perfectionist, this leads to overwhelm. And honestly, it's going to lead to like a lack of success. It is what it is. You add too much to your plate, you're going to lose motivation, and then you're going to stop fucking doing it. That's why we break habits, right? Or one of the reasons. So I want you to take one or two from this list that I'm about to give you, again, that are science-backed suggestions, and try them slowly, okay? And then with it, just visualize the positive outcomes that will come of it, right? Because this can help us when we're struggling with motivation. So picking one or two is going to help us because we're not overwhelming ourselves. But visualizing the positive outcome of trying this habit in the morning is also going to help when you're struggling with motivation, right? So now let's get into the tips. They are in no particular order. These are just practical tips that have been suggested, you know, through research, blah, 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 blah. You get it. All right. Tip number one, super easy, is to kind of create a consistent wake-up time. we need to regulate our body's internal clock. We honestly, we fight our body's internal clock all the time. Like, we really do. You know who fucking does that a lot? Kids. Kids do that. Something I did, just to give you an example, is I actually took like a week, I think it was, I don't know, a week back in the day. I didn't have any alarm clock set. I just like raw dogged it. I was just like, when is my body naturally waking up? Like, just naturally. When does it naturally go to sleep? And from there, I was kind of able to tell, like, okay, what is my body kind of naturally doing on its own? But I gave it a while because I really wanted to see, you know, not off of a day or two. You can't really kind of like create data patterns off of that. But so I gave it quite a bit. And it ended up being where my body just naturally wakes up early. I naturally go to bed early. But that's why these morning and evening routines kind of work so well. There's a lot of info out there on regulating your body's internal clock. That's just for you to just check to see what your body naturally does is fine, but that's not what you base your morning routine off of. You need to actually create a wake up time and a sleepy time, okay? So that's just like a little quick experiment to do on like, okay, what does my body do naturally? But the tip is for you to really create it, working off whatever your body's naturally doing, but regulating it. So come up with a consistent wake-up time. That's, I guess, the gist of it. All right, tip number two, sun, okay? Sunshine. I joke about my curtains all the time, right? Like how I just open them up and it's like a fucking Disney movie and I'm just like, hi, world. So, but no, obviously you don't have to do that. The whole point is there's so much research that shows that you need to get your ass into sunshine in any way as soon as possible in the morning. Like that is like backed up. And here's the deal. The deal with this is morning light exposure, it leads to better sleep, it increases serotonin, okay, and it can help people with anxiety and depression, which is a biggie, because if you are suffering from anxiety or depression or even have bouts of it, yo, get your ass outside in any way, okay? Mine is just, I open my curtains and I feel the sun, you know what I mean? Like, I do this weird thing. Maybe it's just like when you're walking your dog or whatever in the morning, like just soak in the sun. You need sun exposure. Morning light is super important. So that's something to add to a morning routine. Next tip, obviously I'm going to say this, exercising. You need to get your blood flowing. It's not about doing a HIIT workout. It's not like we're doing like a 45 hard challenge or whatever that is, or spending like hours in the gym, or like, let's stop overthinking exercise, please. Stop overthinking exercise. It's just getting your blood flowing. It's just fucking moving your body, bro. That's all it is. So whatever form of exercise that looks like for you, let it be that, okay? Maybe it's yoga. Maybe it's, I don't know, stretching at first. For me, it's like, you know me, I like my weightlifting, right? That's my jam, and I do the boxing thing. So mine's either or with that. Plus, I take my little hot girl walk in the afternoon. So like, boom, there's my form of exercise. That may not work for you. No one's telling you to fucking pick up a barbell. No one's saying that. I mean, barbells are good to pick up, but no one's telling you to do that. Like, we overthink exercise, and then we don't fucking do it. Dancing, like, hello, just move your body. Move your body is a tip that I'm trying to get at here, okay? So next one, drink water, fucking hydrate. Super important for the morning. And I'm going to, on that note, talk about coffee, okay? Because it's said that, and I just recently came across this research, like in this past year. It said that it's best to not have coffee immediately in the morning. I'm going to be honest, this one's fucking tough for me. I have not conquered this habit, just to be real. They say the reason for this, like, kind of being a shitty thing, having coffee early in the morning, is that by having coffee so early, it fucks with your hormone cycle because it releases cortisol at, like, inappropriate times, basically. So what's suggested is really have water. Like, as soon as you wake up, have some water. Definitely have water before you have coffee. I wish I had the research in front of me. I believe it's like you shouldn't have coffee until like 90 minutes into your day. I'll put that in the show notes because I can't fucking remember, honestly, at the moment. But they do suggest a certain amount of time. if you're going to try this habit out, baby step it. Just don't have it right away and maybe have it 30 minutes in, whatever. I do have to say, I do it not right away, but I do it after my workout where I have coffee. But it's still like super early. I still have to work on this habit because it is very difficult to have coffee later for me. So the next tip is like regarding ice, okay? There's this fucking thing on people doing ice baths, things like that, right? That it's super good for you for a shit ton of reasons, not even just the chemicals in your body, but your skin and blah, 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 blah. I'm not fucking doing no ice bath. I'll tell you that right now. So here's a couple ways you can kind of get around this. One is you can just splash your face with cold water. Similar thing. You're not doing your whole body, but splash your face with cold water in the day. Kind of the same jam, right? I personally do an ice roller. I don't know if you've seen that. I got it on Amazon. I have to be honest. I do an ice roller on my face. That shit wakes you the fuck up. I'll tell you that right now. So anyway, you can kind of like just get something cold on you. Maybe if the first thing you do is take a shower. I don't know. Make it a cold shower. But that's been backed up as well as something like super healthy for your hormones and just all of that stuff. So anyways, ice, I guess, is a tip. Cold. All right. Next tip for the morning. No phones. Yes, correct. You heard me. No phones, at least not right away. Okay. Like, we do not need to wake up, roll over, and pick up our phone and scroll through Instagram or like, honestly, if you think about it, what's the point of that? Like, what are we doing? We are just waking up and we're filling our head with what? Like, what are we seeing online? Comparison models, you know, Fulana's doing this, this one's doing that. Like, who gives a fuck? Like, what are we doing? So, I mean, I guess if you pick up the phone to like check the weather or whatever, but like open your window. I don't know what to tell you. Stop picking up your phone right away. Like, it's just not good for you. Your brain should be doing other things. A tip for this, for you to like stop with your fucking phone right away. Well, one, don't even keep it next to you like at night, if that helps. Some people sleep with their fucking phone on their bed. Like, stop. So whatever, you can have your phone away from you at night. That's a tip for that. And sometimes you can just have it like on do not disturb, so you're not even getting any of those notifications until a certain amount of time, right? And I actually do this. I put on do not disturb, and that way I don't even really like notifications in general, but only my kids can come through because it's on do not disturb. Only my kids, because they're like emergencies, if they need to get to me, only my kids can come through. So I'm not hearing any dings. I'm not seeing any of those little like fucking badges, because I hate those badges. When you pick up your phone and you see all the badges, you're going to click on all the things, right? Don't even bother. Just put it on do not disturb, throw your phone across the room. I don't know what you need to do, but do not start the day with notifications or dingings or anything at any point. It's not that serious, okay? You do not need your phone first thing. So that's that tip. All right, next tip is journaling. Now, hear me out. This is not for everyone, and I get it, but it kind of is for everyone. So, like, listen. You, with journaling, also, we make it so fucking complicated. Journaling can be as simple as just writing the things that come to mind. It does not have to be hella crazy. But gratitude. You know how I feel about gratitude. If you don't know how I feel about gratitude, you have not listened to this podcast enough. You don't know me as a human being, or I don't know where you've been at. I talk about gratitude all the time. Gratitude, it's shown, again, science-backed, it is shown that if you start your day with gratitude, that changes your whole goddamn fucking life in a positive way. So I don't want you to think of journaling as like, oh, I got to take out like a pen and paper, or get a book or whatever, and like jot down a billion things that are in my head. No, like literally just write down a couple things in your notes app. Voice memo yourself. That's a thing. Like, I've said that before as tips. Like, it doesn't matter where you do it. Just do the thing. Getting your thoughts out and putting some gratitude thoughts in there is a fucking win-win. I'll tell you that right now. And I recently learned that another way to practice gratitude, I'm totally going to bother all my fucking inner circle with this, is that another way to practice gratitude in the morning is to send gratitude texts. Ooh, I love this idea. I have not done it, but I'm like super excited to try this. So basically, But I'm not trying to bother my friends at like 5 a.m. either. So I have to figure out a way to do this. But like, because I wake up early, so I'm not trying to like annoy them. But just sending a gratitude text to just like someone every day. Like the other day, I was hanging out with my cousin and it was really dope, right? So I actually sent her a text, like a gratitude text, like right after we finished hanging out. But it can't hurt a couple days later to like just send something else. I don't know. Like, I'm going to try this thing out. But anyways, this tip is all about journaling, meaning getting your thoughts out. And there's a whole other episode on gratitude I have that you can check out if you want to like dig into it more. But that's the tip. Journal, gratitude. Okay, the next tip is to practice mindfulness, like meditation. I know people don't want to fucking hear this, but at some point we have to clear our minds. Like, we just do. Our minds are fucking, it's a shit show. It's like a little clown car and all these fucking clowns come just running about and running around in fucking chaos. We have to calm that in some way. And the thing is, research in the damn fucking world has shown that meditation helps, like, period. That, who is like countering meditation? I just, like, I haven't met a person that has countered meditation and said meditation doesn't actually work. We know it works. We know it helps lower stress levels. So if we don't want our day to start off with like, I got to do this, I got to do this, oh my God, this is it. But if we don't want our day starting off stressful, why not clear your fucking mind so you don't start your day stressful or stressed, meaning, or overwhelmed or whatever. So get with it with the meditation. Like, I'm tired of talking about it. Just fucking do it. And start small. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just sit. We're so afraid to like sit alone and just like have silence and like calm the little fucking voices in our head. Like, those voices run the show all goddamn fucking day and ruin our brains, right? Get peace. Like, that's on you, okay? So anyways, that tip is mindfulness. I hope you try that one. All right, next tip is affirmations. Listen, there's an episode on affirmations. First of all, check that out because there are specific ways you should be affirming. A lot of people are telling you nonsense out there. It cannot hurt to tell yourself in the morning, I love you, meaning yourself, right? I love you because, Rosalba, I love you because. Whatever way you're affirming, but I suggest you watch that episode, but whatever way you're using affirmations, it cannot hurt. It's going to boost your day. It's going to help you with your mindset. Like, a win is a win there. Okay. So embedding affirmations in your morning routine, dope. All right. Next one is something like cognitively challenging. Not like a cognitive overload, because who fucking wants that in the morning? Like, that's crazy. But something like, I don't know, reading something inspiring. If you're not into books, like just even listening to like a motivating or inspiring podcast, that helps. So just look around, like, you know, what can inspire me? What can motivate me in the morning? And that's really dope for the mornings too, because again, it's kind of getting your mindset in the right place from the get-go. I would hope that this is an inspiring and motivating podcast, but I drop a lot of fucking curses. So I don't know if people love that, like, you know, during Rise and Shine. But anyways, okay, next tip is healthy food. Fuel your body. We know this. There are certain foods that have been shown to not be great in the morning. I'm not going to get into nutritional facts because everybody has a different thing and I'm not a fucking scientist and I cannot pinpoint what research is correct or incorrect out there. But I encourage you to look for that because you know your body, right? You know what you need. And if you don't know what you need as far as health food wise and things like that, I would suggest going to a doctor. You know, they do all the blood work and kind of tell you all the things. And a nutritionist can help with that, right? You can work with your doctor and nutritionist to see what you need and what works best for your body individually. But the point is that you have to fuel your body in a way that's healthy. So we have to, you know, it's a good thing to add to your morning routine. All right, like I mentioned, I want you to start with one or two of these activities, okay? Find a way to make your routine enjoyable, because that's what happens with those like fixed morning routines that people say that you see on TikTok. Like, when I wake up at 5 a.m., I do blah, 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 blah. Those 5 a.m. girlies really bother me. here's the deal. Sometimes when we start these routines, really any routine and habit, we kind of are like miserable about it because we're actually stepping outside of our comfort zone. We're so used to what our mornings are look like. It's become habitual, right? So when we step outside of our comfort zone, we feel uneasy, all right? The point is to kind of keep doing these one or two things and then it becomes enjoyable or find a way to make it enjoyable, okay? You also have to be flexible with this because, hello, life fucking happens. Like some days, and this happens to me too, some days your routine is just going to go to shit. Like, it just really is. So when those days, when your routine just goes to shit, right, don't beat yourself up about it. Don't do that. The best thing to do is to try to rebound, right? So let's say like my morning kind of went to shit and I didn't get to squeeze a workout in. I'm not going to fucking cry about it. I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'll try to continue the rest of my morning routine. And if I can get a workout in later because I missed it in the morning, okay, then I can. If I can't, okay, then I don't, right? But the main thing is that you rebound because there you will break the habit if you go too long without practicing the habit. It's kind of like that motto that they have in exercising, like in the fitness world, like don't go 3 days straight without working out. Because it's like you will lose motivation and you will not want to get back into it. So just don't go too long with, you know, getting off your routine. Just try to rebound and get back into it, okay? And you know what's another thing too that we do with morning routines? I hate this. I'm sorry. I'm going to come after all of y'all with this because I hate this fucking shit. Here's another thing we do. Sometimes whatever we're working on, habit, routine, whatever we're working on, when it goes to shit, we go, oh, I'll just start on Monday. Like our routine can go to shit on a Wednesday and then we tell ourselves, oh, I'm just going to get started on Monday. I get that Monday is the start of the week, but we tend to see that as like the only day you can have a fresh start to shit. That is so weird. I think that's embedded in us and I don't know why it is. Like, I don't know where that fucking came from as a society, why we feel, it's almost like we feel like New Year's Day is the only day to have like a fresh start. Like, that sounds so ridiculous if you really think about it. It's weird, people. I'm sorry. So I want you to shift your mentality around that and see every day as an opportunity to a fresh start, okay? A fresh start happens every fucking day, all right? So if your routine, your AM routine, your morning routine goes to shit on a Wednesday, don't wait until Monday. That's fucking ridiculous. Just the next day, try it again. Then the day after that, try it again. Like, we're ridiculous with this Monday shit. We really are. So, like, stop. Again, I don't know the history of, like, where that stemmed from or why we do that, but stop it. Like, it's not helpful. Okay, so that was a ramble. On the next note, I want you to just keep in mind, with these morning routines, there is something that's also important to them. And actually, successful people do this other thing as well. Successful people plan their day the night before, okay? If you just wake up and you let the day or your feelings even dictate the way the rest of your day is going to go, you're fucked. Really, you're fucked, right? So your evening routine, and I've said this before in other episodes, your evening routine is actually more important than your morning routine, believe it or not, right? Your evening routine feeds into your morning routine. So in our next episode, I'm actually going to give you the same thing, the background of evening routines and some tips for your evening routines, because that's what's going to make this morning routine that you're creating more successful. So at the end of the day, this is what I really want you to retain. Invest in your mornings. By investing in your mornings, you're investing in yourself, period, right? Remind yourself of the benefits that you're going to experience by sticking to your morning routine. Let's think about life for a second, like for real. I really want us to undo these or unlearn these like draining mornings that we're doing to ourselves, right? You no longer want to do those things. You don't. So rethink that, right? Rethink the things that and take action on, rethink and take action on the things that are going to get you on the proper foot to start the day. Like I said, these morning routines set the tone of your day in a more positive way. But Remember, it's not a one-size-fits-all model. So take a second and think about what goals do you want to reach? And then build your morning routine around that, okay? I gave you a bunch of tips. Pick one or two that go along with the goal that you're trying to hit. Now, I know with these episodes, I give you a lot of tips and I yell at you a little bit. But I'm hoping that you feel inspired and empowered to create your own morning routine off of this, okay? And remember, I'm your girl to help you along the way. So if you're stuck and you're not really sure what to do and you don't even know what your fucking goal is and you're not sure where to start or how to manage it or how to like fit it into your like already chaotic life, book a free discovery call with me and we'll get this shit started, okay? But the main thing is, invest in yourself by investing in your mornings. Well, that's a wrap from me. Hopefully you got something from this episode. You took something away. Don't forget to check out my socials because I'll give you more tips on there. And if you got something from this, share it with a friend. All right, I'll catch you next time.